Here's a dance you should know. When the lights are down low, grab your baby then go. I do the huckabuck, I do the huckabuck. If you don't know how to do it, boy, you're out of luck. Push your baby out, then you hunch your back. Start a little movement in your sacroiliac. Wiggle like a snake, waddle like a duck. That's the way you do it when you do the hucklebuck.
Hey, not now. Bet and Steny will tell you when. Hey, girls, start talking.
Hello.
Hello, people of Earth.
Hucklebug
Nation.
I am Steny.
And I'm Bet.
We are Bet and Steny. This is episode 713 of the Hucklebug.
713?
Is that anything? I don't know. Seven's a lucky number. 13's an unlucky number, but put them together.
Oh, that's, hey, nice catch there.
It is technically, I guess, our Halloween show, because Halloween's later this week.
Oh, that's right. So that could work.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe the 7 will take over the 13 and we'll all have a good week.
All right. That's what I like to hear. Welcome to the Hucklebug. We're going to start, we don't have any rips, but Fernando Valenzuela of the Los Angeles Dodgers
did pass away.
That's quite young.
I'm not a baseball fan, but the Dodgers getting to the series and then immediately hearing, because I remember when he was phenomenal and sensation.
Totally,
and there was always a little place in my heart that he was just such a cool little kid.
Yeah,
He was a kid. So yeah, he definitely can have.
So rest in peace, Fernando Valenzuela. He breathed through his eyelids. In Bull Durham when Tim Robbins breathes through his eyelids, quote unquote. That's where they got that from. That was what Valenzuela did when he pitched.
The thing about pitchers that are tall and long and lean, and he was short and stubby. And
yeah, that's true.
He could throw like nobody's business.
Oh my God, he was amazing. He was amazing. So rest in peace, Fernando.
Yeah,
but also we heard the very sad news that Matthew Sweet, well known musician from the '90s, well known I think you know in our circles anyway, power pop kind of guy,
right.
Had a couple of hits with Girlfriend and Sick of Myself. He's on tour and he had a stroke. So we wanted to say hands on the monitor, please, for Matthew Sweet. He did not pass away. He's only 60 years old. He's much too young to be having strokes.
So he needs some hands on the monitor.
Some hands on the monitor and
because apparently it was not a small stroke. And there's going to be some rehab and some hands on the monitor for you, Matthew.
He's got a long road ahead. So
and you got a lot of fans. Yeah,
that's right. We're thinking of you. Oh, excuse me one moment, Bet. This week I decided I would crochet during the show, and immediately as we started the show, I dropped the crochet hook.
Oh.
Okay, I had to go into the desk to get it. I got it now. Everything's cool. We will begin with your shout-outs this week. Roar!
Roar!
Rah! Our first shout-out is for Doug.
We are the Doug.
We are the Starcher. We didn't talk about who was going to take what. I'll do it. Doug says, have a great show. He says, great to see you this morning, Steny. Thank you, Doug. You too. Doug and I ran into each other down at the Theater Guild. He also asked, did Bet have a visitation?
Well,
and I thought he was talking about a ghost at first.
No, not a ghost at all. But yes, I did have a visitation, and that will be addressed later.
Okay, we will hear more about Bet's visitation later on this here Hucklebug podcast. Thank you, Dougie, for your shout-out.
Hey!
To Hucklebug.com, where we have a shout-out for Tina. Stand in the place where you live. Now leave us a comment. You got the short end of the stick or the long end of the stick, perhaps, because you got a much bigger one.
Great show, and we'll check out the Bluefield video. She has lovely memories, and boy, do we have lovely memories of you being here.
Yes.
But she says, as far as teeth missing, we would say here Someone has teeth like a naffy piano. One black one, one white one, and one missing. I love that.
That's fantastic. That's, you can definitely, that's a great visual. You can see yes, that. You can see
a black
that
one, a white one, and one yep. gone, right? And the other thing we would say if we think someone is inbred, well, you've been here, Tina, you know, is that they would have six fingers.
Six fingers, yeah. We've heard that. I think we've heard that, six fingers. Oh.
And she loved the skeleton stories. And I've still been going by every day, and I've seen some really good ones. I should be taking pictures every day.
Yeah, yeah. Because they must have an Instagram account or something. We should be on the lookout for that. I bet there's an Instagram.
I should actually just kind of Facebook them and see if, you know.
Yeah.
I know their names.
That's right. You know the family.
Know them personally.
Yes.
But
they were
putting today's display in the yard when I drove by.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've talked to him twice now. You know, I rolled down the window.
You're
and
one
said,
of their biggest fans.
Yes. And I said, oh, is that going to be at the gym? And they started laughing and said, yes. And I said, I'll come by and see it tomorrow.
That's great.
I'll look up their names and just, you know.
Yeah.
Even if I don't like them, I can probably steal their pictures.
Yeah, of course. That would be great. You know, we could, you know, you could share the pictures, certainly. You know, this is probably your last week to enjoy those skeletons. So I would say enjoy them now
this
while
is
you
true.
Can.
And I just can't wait to see what Thursday's going to be. That's,
oh,
that's got to be the best.
Thursday's got to be, you know, yeah. the grand finale. So I hope it's something yeah. good. I'm looking forward to hearing about it next week.
She says, song I would like to take my last breath to. I actually have two. One, because it's my all-time favorite songs and gives me the warmest of feelings. It reminds me of being with my whole family, singing at the top of our voices. Boy, do I have memories of that with mine too, Tina. First one, Summer Breeze by the Osley Brothers.
The only Summer Breeze song I know is by Seals and Crofts. We were talking about this before.
Right.
And I do know songs by I love the Osley Brothers, but I don't know that one. So I'm going to look that up. After the show, of course.
And second is Mr. Brightside by The Killers.
Perfect.
I always say I want these two songs at my funeral. Mr. Brightside, because it's a lovely memory of many family parties and wedding dancing and singing at the top of our voices.
I love that.
You know, Tina, if you'll be so kind, every time on the 60s channel, I hear Stevie Wonder doing, baby, everything is all right.
Uptight.
I can never hear that song without thinking of my sister, Taylor, and I in the back of a car coming home from a family dinner, and that was on the radio.
Oh, that's awesome.
And that was when my parents were alive, and they were looking at us like we were from outer space. But we were having the I know what family singing is like.
Yeah. That's great. Hold on one second. I'm having a yarn emergency. This the crocheting was supposed to keep me quiet during the Hucklebug, and unfortunately, it is not doing that. It's being the opposite. My apologies. I love both
great
of them.
Reality show yarn emergency.
Those are good choices. Those are good choices, Tina. I am gonna look up that that Summer Breeze by the Isley Brothers.
Yeah,
later, because that's a great. I wonder if it's the same song.
Well, you know, they did
Summer
Twist
Breeze
and Shout.
Makes me feel fine.
And the Osleys have been around forever.
They
so
have. They did
they
Twist
very
and Shout.
Well
they did,
could have done Summer Breeze.
They did Shout and Twist and Shout, but they
right.
didn't do just Twist. They did Shout and Twist and Shout. All right. Well, thank you guys for your shouting. Appreciate you. I know we were off last week. I know it's hard to keep up with our schedule. It's hard for us to keep up with it sometimes. I think we're good for we're good till Thanksgiving now, I think.
But, you know, even though it's hard for y'all to keep up with our schedule, we understand it. If you need to miss, if you miss some comments, it's okay.
It's fine. Take a break.
We love
back.
You no matter when you listen or if you listen.
Even if you don't listen, we still love you.
Yeah, we still love the people who
all the people who
years ago.
That's right. We still love Mr. Middlebrow and Mike the Blogless. just and Patrick, our little love, just because they're not listening to the show anymore doesn't mean we don't love them. We love them just as much. We might love them a little bit more. We maybe have a little more respect for them.
Because they got the guts.
They got away.
They escaped.
They escaped. They made good their escape. Congratulations to them. All right,
They have little meetings once a month. You know? The people who survived.
That's right. That's right. Adult children of people who stopped listening to the Hucklebug or something. I don't know. All right, let's talk about movies, Beck. What movie did you see? Let's talk about movies.
Well, I have a movie, and I watched it last weekend. Mm-hmm. It's on Netflix. And in fact, if you have Netflix and you go to Netflix, this probably is going to be the number one thing they're trying to get you to watch.
Yeah.
And I bought into it. Okay. And it's called Woman of the Hour.
Woman of the Hour. Okay.
Yes. And it is directed by and stars Anna Kendrick.
Okay.
Who I kind of know, but I kind of don't know.
Yeah, I mean, you said her name and a face popped into my head. Yeah, so that's a good sign. Because a lot of times it's just a blob. But I know who she is.
Okay. And it is about, it takes place in the 60s. And it is about, if any of you all already know this, the dating game serial killer.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah,
right.
There was a guy that appeared on the dating game, and he turns out to be a serial killer.
I have seen this trailer on Netflix. I know which one you expect.
And I have to tell you, when the movie started, I wasn't that keen.
Uh-huh.
It goes back and forth in time. You know, the 60s, the 70s, then back to the 60s, then 71, then 73, and it goes back. But there's a point about a third of the way through where it starts to make sense. Okay. And you realize what is going on and who this guy is. And there are people who, well, there are people who were killed for sure.
Yeah.
But there were people who recognized him and tried to tell the police about him. And they did
nothing. They recognized him on the dating game?
Well, even before that.
Oh, wow.
And the thing was, he had a responsible job as a photographer for a newspaper place in L.A.
Uh-huh.
And even the people who worked with him thought it was creepy.
Yeah.
But then when it gets to Anna is the person who is picking the bachelors. And she's a failed actress. And they say, well, here's a way to kind of get your name and face out. Be on the dating game.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to do it, but she does it. And so, you know, she picks bachelor number 3, who is the serial killer.
Oh, God.
I really, really enjoyed this movie.
Oh, okay.
Because while the dating game taping is going on, there is that one person in the audience who recognizes him as the person who probably killed her best friend.
Wow.
And so she's running around, you know, through the studio trying to find anybody who will talk to her and help her, you know.
Oh my God.
And I can thumbs up it. I truly can. There are parts of it. I mean, you know, when you go back to the 60s, it can be beautifully done or it can be kind of schlocky.
Yeah.
And this might be a little schlocky in the visuals, but it does tell a good story. It, you know, anybody who likes the true crime kind of stories on TV.
There you go.
This is for you. I'm giving it thumbs up.
Woman of the Hour. All right.
Netflix.
Thumbs up. All right. So my movie is called Family Plan. It's on Apple TV Plus.
Oh, I haven't been there in ages.
My brother and sister were here last weekend. And we were talking about a movie to watch together. Now, the nice thing is that while we were here at my apartment Sunday night and Monday night. So the good thing is we had football to watch most of the time. Which is good, because that's something that three of us can watch together.
Exactly.
Yeah.
No deep discussions.
Exactly. And we don't have to talk to each other if we don't want to, or if we do, we have an easy topic, the game. So that's, you know. But we were talking about a movie. Actually, Rob and I were talking about the movie Keanu. Do you remember the movie Keanu with Key and Peele?
Oh, yes. I actually saw it in the theater.
Oh,
Terry
yeah.
and I, and we loved it.
I thought it was great also. And Rob had seen it, and Stacy had not seen it. So we were talking about maybe seeing that, which I wish we had. But instead we watched Family Plan, which is Mark Wahlberg.
Oh.
And he's like a suburban father. He's just kind of a... He's got, like, you know, some regular job, you know, whatever. I don't even know what he supposedly does. And, you know, he's got his wife and two teenage kids and one little baby. And, like, the teenage kids are supposed to be good kids, but they're actually, like, he finds out his daughter dropped out of, you know, all of her extracurricular activities at school, and she's hanging out with the stoners. And their son, who they think is, you know, this stellar student, is actually, he runs like a gaming Twitch channel, and he's making tons of money doing it and stuff. Anyway, as it turns out, because, you know, of course it is, Mark Wahlberg is like a former, like, government assassin or something like that. And he's just been found by, like, his old boss or whatever.
There has to be a twist.
So he has to take his family on the lam, but they don't know that he had this prior life. You know, and the whole movie is spent with him not telling them why he's taking them out of town on this trip. And it's just, it's really stupid. Oh. It's really stupid. I would give Family Plan. I mean, you know, there's some fun moments.
Probably, without him telling them why he's dragging them away.
Yeah.
They go through turmoil, and then they probably all find each other again.
Yeah, of course.
Oh,
you know,
dear.
But then we also, you know, like the son is a gamer, right? So he's good at, like, he's good at, like, at the end, he ends up helping.
Right,
you know, exactly. And the wife did, like, some kickboxing clash at the beginning, so of course that plays in later also. And then the daughter has some special talent as well. You know, everything comes, and even the baby, ends up. it's so silly. And you know, the truth is,
the baby's psychic, so it's just perfect.
it's amusing in places, but it's, you know, I don't like Mark Wahlberg.
Mm.
Donnie Wahlberg probably would have been better than... I don't... My eyes slide away from him.
I don't like him
You know
either,
what I mean?
And I will come right out and say I do not like
It's not
like
just
him.
Because I know he's a racist son of a bitch,
yes.
but it's... That doesn't help, certainly. So, yeah, I mean, thumbs down for Family Plan.
Oh.
It's all right. It was... It was fine to pass, you know, 2 hours with my brother and sister, but you know, whatever. It's not a movie I would have sought out to watch myself. And if it had been just me watching it, I would have turned it off after about 10 minutes. You know, it's not horrible, but it's not good. All right. What do you got next for us, Beth?
Well, I got Seeing Dr. Javier.
Oh yeah. How'd that go?
Smoking Dr. Javier, which was last week.
Right.
When we didn't record. I was a little worried because, you know, there are those things you have to, the logistics of walking up his steps and, you know, all that stuff. And, so I saw him and it was a good visit. It was almost a good visit. It was almost a great visit, but it ended up being good because, you know, he sent me out and I had been at that point because I was late going there simply because every fucking body in our office has been on vacation. I had no place. I had no time to go out there.
Of course.
So I went out. I had been without Lipitor, which is my cholesterol medicine.
Yes.
For like 5 weeks. So I was a little worried about that.
Uh-huh.
But I walked in, didn't have to wait. I found out immediately by weighing, that since last visit, I've lost 6 pounds.
Nice. Good job.
I mean, you know, if you're me, 6 is a drop in the bucket, but it's 6 pounds.
6 pounds is, that's better than putting on 6 pounds. Better than staying the same.
Right. My blood pressure was a little higher than I wanted it to be.
Okay. All right.
And the nurse acknowledged, that's a little high.
Yeah.
But I didn't freak out, you know.
Okay, good.
But then, Ingham's Dr. J.
Yes.
And he wrote out my, you know, prescription and my blood test results, where I go to the local hospital, which is really not a hospital anymore. It's kind of a more of just a clinic. Uh-huh. But it's now associated with WVU, West Virginia University.
Oh, okay.
And he said, go out and do this, but you haven't had a colonoscopy in 11 years. And I said, I know.
And I don't like it that way.
And I don't want one.
Right.
And he said, well, I can do one of two things. I can make you have a colonoscopy, or you can do a stool sample for me. And let me tell you, back in the day when I used to go to my wonderful women's physician, Dr. Uh-huh. King, yeah. When she did my exam, she would say, can I get a stool sample from you? And she would just, you know, take her finger. I hate to be ugly, but, you know.
Yeah,
just
yeah, no, I get you.
And I could deal with that.
Right.
But he gives you this home stool sample kit that is the worst thing ever.
I cannot even imagine trying to
you
do that.
You have to...
Yes,
And then dig around in your poop, and then just the worst ever. And I said, okay, just give me the kit. And so I went and I did my blood test, and they gave me the kit, which I still haven't done.
Which
I think maybe Monday morning, you know, I'll find my way there.
Yeah.
But then, because, and I mentioned WVU, because after I did my test, I got a little app on my phone that says, oh, you went to WVU. Would you like to open the app, My Chart?
Oh, okay.
And Pat does that, and she loves it. And I said, oh, sure, why not? So I signed up for it, and I knew my results before he even called me.
Oh, there you go.
Last time we did blood tests and cholesterol, it was 127, which he didn't like because he wants it below 100.
Okay.
This time it was 107.
Ooh, pretty
which
close
is
though.
Getting close.
That's right. Getting there.
And that's without.
That's five without weeks. The Lipitor.
Right. That's without
yeah,
5 weeks.
That's good Lipitor. For you.
So I think I'm doing pretty good. I'm taking it every night now.
Good job.
So it was okay.
Yeah.
But I still have that dreaded black cloud. Or should I say brown cloud?
Brown cloud.
Of doom hanging over me.
I think I would rather have the colonoscopy.
I have to do. Right.
I think genuinely.
At least they anesthetize you for that.
That's true. Oh, God. Oh, I don't envy you. I don't want to do that. I don't want to have anything to do with that.
Oh,
nothing.
And I do have to say one thing.
Yeah.
And it kind of pains me to say this. You know, Dr. Javier now is in his 80s.
Yeah.
And this time, I mean, the last time I saw him, he was a little, you know, older and creepier. Not creepy in a creepy way, creepier when he walked. But this time, I can kind of see him losing a step or two. He mentioned things to me more than once.
Hmm.
And that scares the absolute shit out of me.
Yeah.
That he's going to get to a point where he's going to either retire or God
forbid. Hopefully retire, right?
And if I have to find another doctor, I will never find another doctor.
Oh, that sucks so hard. I'm so sorry. Yeah. He's been your doctor for your whole life, hasn't he?
Oh, since the 80s.
Yeah.
Since the 80s.
I mean, that's nuts.
And he's my friend.
Yeah. I mean, you know, good on him for, you know, for retirement, you know, but still.
And he knows me, and he knows I'm fat, and he knows that
I try, and he
knows that part of it's hereditary.
Yeah.
And he gives me passes when I need him.
Right.
And he kicks my ass.
And he kicks your ass when you need it. Yeah. I know. I mean, you're just not going to find that again. And that's a pisser.
And
especially a pisser at this stage in your life, you know, where you're likely to be seeing him more often.
And my mother died on a Sunday night the first phone call I got on Monday morning was from him.
Oh, bless him.
That's Dr. Javier.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, you're just not going to see that kind of thing again.
Yep.
I don't mean to sound, negative about it, but you're just not.
I know. I know. Well, I mean, he's still hanging in there.
He bless his heart.
He was ready to kick my ass. It's okay.
Well, hopefully at least he can give you a referral and hopefully he's taking copious notes about how to properly motivate you, when to kick your ass and when to give you a pass.
That's all I can hope. He will groom somebody.
You know?
And I don't mean groom in a bad way.
No, I know. Not like that.
Groom in a good way.
Right. Good grooming. all right. Well, I have a binge watch.
Oh, I want to hear it.
So my friend Misha's been trying to get me to watch this show for a long time, and I just have never done it. It's on Hulu. It's a show called Happy Endings. Are you familiar with this show?
I have seen it on the queue, but I know nothing about it. I've just seen it.
I'll quickly run through the cast, although Damon Wayans Jr. is in it, and he's the best part of the show. I think he's hilarious. It's kind of like Friends. A little bit like Friends in that it's, you know, three men, three women. Eliza Coop, I don't know her. Alicia Cuthbert, she's familiar looking.
I know who she is. And
Zachary Knighton.
I'll tell you something about her later.
Okay.
Show.
Casey Wilson, she is definitely familiar looking also. There's a guy named Adam Pally. And this is Zachary Knighton. Anyway, so I watched the first episode just last night. I think I've seen about the first six now. It's on Hulu.
Oh, so that was a binge watch, yeah.
Yeah, it was a binge. I had six in a row. Bing, 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 bing. The first one, about halfway through, I was going, I'm not really loving this. And I just was primarily concerned with how I was going to explain to Misha that I didn't like it. Because she likes it so much. And she's desperate for me to watch
that's
it.
That's
so I was worried. But it did start to turn around pretty quickly towards the end of the first episode. The second episode had me. But by the second episode, I was laughing enough that I'm like, all right, this is good. I'm on board now. It's just, you know, the first one's a little bit slow because you got to set everybody up. But the other thing was that initially I was put off by how beautiful and perfect looking everybody is. I don't really relate to that anymore. I'm so used to now watching shows like, you know, Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Yeah.
where I can like at least imagine myself hanging out with them and them not going, hey, that's a scummy shirt you have on or whatever. or shows like The Great British Bake Off, which by the way, I'm really enjoying. Where everybody's just, you know, a normal person. So I had to kind of get myself back into this sort of mindset of like the mid-90s where I was watching lots of sitcoms and everybody was perfect on TV. But once I got over that, I started really enjoying the show. It's quite funny. It's a group of friends, six good friends, and they're grown-ups and they have, I think one of them is in a relationship. There's one couple that breaks up in the very first episode. Actually, she leaves him at the altar in the very first episode. First thing that happens on the show is that this guy gets left by this woman at the altar. And they're all there because, of course, they're all bestest
friends.
Oh,
but they don't have a back and forth and all that, do they?
Well, I don't know. I don't know because it's still too early in the show for me to know that. It's only six episodes in.
Too early to say.
So it's, but it's good and it's funny and it is on, Hulu. Okay, there's like six seasons.
Oh my gosh.
I know, me either. And there's a lot of episodes. So, you know, there's quite a lot to watch. I'm looking forward
Is it a true Hulu show? Because shows a lot of shows that are on other networks.
Yeah, exactly. They could be shows. It could be a show
God
like
next week, What We Do in the Shadows. I cannot wait.
Yeah, it's here. The first three are already up, but I haven't watched them yet, but I'm going to. There's too much. There's too much going on. Hang on a second. Here's Happy Endings. Does it say you can get it streaming on Hulu or on Prime? I suppose on Prime you have to pay for it. I do not know if it was...
Okay, so it may or may not have been.
May or may not have been
who
on...
Who knows? Who knows with who?
It does say... Yeah, that's right. It does say that it was on from 2011 to 2013. But there's 58 episodes in that short span of time, so I think it was on for a little bit longer than that.
Wow.
I know. That's a lot of episodes. They're...
Happy
they are,
ending.
I will say that. There's long seasons. So that does kind of lend itself to being more like network TV, because Hulu shows are more likely to be like 10 episodes, 12
episodes. 10 episodes, and network is normally like 23,
25,
24.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. The first season's only 13 episodes, but then like the second season and after that, they're like, it's like 20 to 22 episodes. So yeah, there's lots of them. I'll get through them. It's fun. I am enjoying it. So I will recommend it. Happy endings, and you can see it on Hulu.
Oh yes.
What do we got next?
Well, I have a pet story.
Yay, a pet story for Bet.
Meow. I want to hear some pet stories.
Meow. Yes, and you know we especially my sister. We have been anticipating this all week. Okay. This weekend, my sis and Brian are dog sitting.
Ooh,
the grand dog, Goose.
Yay!
You know, she's been so excited about
it. Of course.
And last night, I knew I had to go and visit Goose, you know, during the weekend. But last night, I called Allie online and I said... I asked her if it was okay if I brought him a treat. And she said, oh, of course. And I said, well, I was thinking about a cheeseburger, you know, a patty cheese.
Yeah.
And she said, oh, that would be fine, except please no onions or pickles because they make him fart. I said, okay, no, it'll just be beef and cheese. Beef and cheese.
Yeah. You know what? I don't like onions or pickles on my burger either, so I'm right there with you, Goose. I don't know if they make me fart because I don't eat them. I don't eat them. So I would never know.
So today on my going out before coming back here to record, I did all of my errands and then I went through the Wendy's drive-through. And it was like being in mud. It was slow motion. God, they are so slow.
They are slow, aren't they? The Wendy's here in town is
really
fucking slow too.
And they get everything wrong.
Ugh.
And so I said I would like a single with cheese.
Yeah.
And nothing on it.
Right.
Just burger bun. Yeah. You know.
Just cheese.
And so,
cheese and meat, nothing else.
Right. And so they gave me my bag and I didn't look at it, but I knew it was gonna happen.
Just knew it was wrong. I smell the onions already.
So I drove around and I got to Pat's house and pulled in, called her, said, pardon me, I'm here. Could I please have a audience with Goose? And she said, oh, yes. So she brought Goose out through the garage door on a leash. And the very first thing, when he looked at me in my car, he started to have, I said, Goose, you know me.
Aww.
I gave you Mr. Bill. Come on, you know me. And so finally,
maybe
he came around to my open door, and he, we just loved on each other.
He's such a good sweet little doggy. Yeah.
And I told Pat this was Allison approved. I was going to give him some treats.
Yeah.
And so I took the patty and I divided it in halves. And I said, God, I almost said borrow. I said, Goose, sit. And I did my figure of sit that I did with Milo, sit. And he sat and I said, good boy.
Good boy.
Gave him that first piece of beef.
Yeah.
And he ate it and he just jumped up and he hugged on me. And he actually took the leash and he ran around my car, like to the passenger side where he said, I'm going to get in the car.
I'm going to go with you. Let's take a trip.
Pat drug him back. And so I said, okay, one more time, Goose, sit. And he sat. I gave him the other piece of beef. He ate it. And we just loved on each other. We shook hands. He high-fived me.
Oh, what a good boy.
He is the sweetest dog. Yay. And I'm so glad I had, you know, I've just missed a dog, and I haven't seen him since Christmas of last year.
Oh my goodness. Way too long.
That's why he forgot me, of course.
Of course.
Mr. Bill doesn't matter.
It just takes a long time.
Forgot it. Yeah. But it was so sweet, and I just loved it.
Did he have Mr. Bill with him? Did he bring Mr. Bill for the
weekend?
He
did not, because this is a secret. A new Mr. Bill is in order.
Ooh.
He tore the squeaker out of Mr. Bill.
Oh, no.
As much as he cradled him and loved him, he did finally tear the heart out of Mr. Bill. Or the voice out of Mr. Bill. Oh. So that is the next thing on my agenda. Yes.
Poor Mr. Bill. Well, there's plenty more where those came from.
That's right.
I have a new favorite.
And now it's time for
New favorite.
I like it.
Yes, I want to hear.
I have a new favorite hobby, everybody. You guys have already probably seen the fruits of my labor, but I've started paint by numbers. This is something that I've always kind of wanted to do. I've always thought it would be fun to paint. I was telling Bette earlier that I'm actually a big fan of, like, Bob Ross. And I always watch Bob Ross and go, I could do that. He does it, you know, and it looks really easy. But I've never been like, oh, I'm going to buy, you know, all the kit and, all, you know, put the, you know, pre-treat the thing with gesso and all the rest of it. That all just seemed like way too much hassle. But I thought, well, paint by numbers, that could be a thing I could do. So I bought several paint by number kits. Ooh. And the first one I bought, like, it was a pack of four, and it was only $20 from Amazon, so it was $5 each. So that one that I did, that I put on my Facebook page of the mountain at sunrise or whatever, that was a $5 project.
Wow.
Piece of cake.
And it was beautiful.
Thank you very much. But it also only took a couple of days to do.
Oh.
They were all, you know, days that were kind of dead at work. Now, you know, if the day is a little busier or whatever, they're a little harder to do. But I've got another one that I'm working on now. The one that I'm working on now is actually of Mount Shuckson, which is here in the Pacific Northwest. It's right outside Bellingham. Oh. I have a photograph that I took of Mount Shuckson that looks very similar to how this is going to look when it's done. So I'm excited for that too, because it's, you know, local. You can't really tell what it is right now, but it's going to be obvious in another day or so. It'll be obvious. But I'm really enjoying it, and I got several other kits as well, so expect to see more of those. But I also have a new jigsaw puzzle that I have to work on. So there's just way too many projects.
Ooh.
But I'm excited about it. I'm really enjoying paint by numbers. Color.
And you know, the paint by numbers thing with you, you know, I used to like painting as well, but I would just get a piece of watercolor paper and a bunch of paints and some brushes, and I was bereft. I had a blank canvas and I had no idea what to do, and it just messes with my mind. But you know, I told Stens I was a little worried about having, you got to paint this number, this number, this number, this number. But maybe that's a way to start.
Yeah.
But I love that you're having fun doing that. And like I said, your results are amazing.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it. And
you can
turn your
apartment into a gallery now.
I could. Charge people. Charge people for them. Exactly. I did tell Bette they look better in photographs than they do in real life. And you know, there's an impressionistic side of them as well. They look better the further away you stand. You get up close, you can see all the little flaws and imperfections. I mean, you can even see 21 bleeding through some of the lighter paint.
Clueless Cher. It's like she's like a full-on Monet.
Exactly.
She's good from behind, but when you get up close, it's a big old mess.
Big old mess, exactly.
But I liked it.
I'm enjoying it, and
that you're having fun. That's all that
exactly.
matters.
It is. It's really relaxing and fun to do, and it keeps me distracted as well. And I need that. I need distractions all the time. So useful.
Oh, and you know what?
What?
If you took your mom one of your paintings,
I did show her one of them, and she did. She liked the picture. She said, "Oh, it's beautiful." I told her I could bring it down and put it up in her room for her if she wants. So I might give that first one to mom.
That would be great.
She did seem to like it. You know, and it was just a little tiny picture on my phone. She hasn't seen the whole big thing in real life. But she'll be so excited when I tell her that I painted it. You painted that? Well, it's just paint by numbers, Mom. It's just paint by numbers. It's all right.
No, you say, well, yes, I did, Mom.
I sure did, Mom. I painted this myself while watching Bob Ross.
I sure did that thing.
I sure did that thing. All right, let's do our U rules, and then we'll get the heck out of here. Ooh, time is exactly up.
Okay, well, I have two U rules. My timer hasn't gone off yet.
That's weird. You set for 30 minutes?
Oh, there it goes. Just did. Okay.
All right.
Well, I have two U rules, just as you do. And my first U rule is, of course, for Old Donna. Old Donna. It was Wednesday. Donna came to me. Blah, 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 blah.
Do, 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 do.
She had come into town to visit her dad and her brother, who just got back from the beach.
Yeah.
And she was there for a few days. The G-Men, you know, our high school team.
Yes.
Played on a Thursday for some strange reason. So she was going to go out on that Thursday to see them. And it was so perfect because after the shitstorm that our work has been with the flood and the hurricane and all that.
Of course.
It's just been awful. But that afternoon, nobody came in the office.
Oh, perfect.
So it was so slow. She sat there, and I mean, it was at least 2 hours that we got to visit.
Great. Yay.
And it was wonderful because, you know, Pat was in the next office and she heard everything. And she loves Donna as much as
Who doesn't?
I say as much as I do. Nobody loves Donna as much as I do. But, you know, she would get in on the conversation. And we talked about everything. And it was just fantastic.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I was so happy to see her.
That's great.
And then the next day was Thursday, my afternoon off.
Oh, yeah.
Where I went to get my couplet of the day.
Yes.
Haircut. Donut.
Haircut donut. I love it.
No, but you know, where I get a haircut, there's a Dunkin' Donuts like a fourth a mile away. So
perfect.
Haircut donut.
Haircut
so
donut.
So I got haircut donut, was driving around, coming back home.
That's your reward for getting your haircut.
Exactly. But, you know, I had to go through the old neighborhood because I wanted to see what the skeletons were up to. And so when I drove by Donna's house, she and her brother and her dad were loading stuff into the back of her dad's truck.
Yeah.
And, you know, he does such good works for the ministry that, you know, charity work.
Yeah.
And they had more apples than I have ever seen in my life. They were loading apples into bags and, you know, boxes to take to the ministry. And so I just stopped to say, "Hey, Donna, good to see you again. Haircut donut." And she said, "Oh, hey, would you like some apples?" Well, between the three of them, they loaded me with so many apples.
Oh, my goodness.
I had to just take them to the office, give them to Pat
and
say, "Please do something with
do something with all of these apples."
Oh, and they split them up between all of the girls in the office. They're planning apple pies and apple fritters, and Goose has got some sliced apples to snack
on. Oh, nice.
And
for everybody.
It was just so wonderful. And speaking of Pat, she is my second U rule.
Oh.
And it's because, you know, just like with your siblings, you know, things can go good. Things can go a little rankly.
Right.
But sometimes Pat will do something that just cracks my ass up. And it's just so pure of heart and mind and humor that it knocks me out. And yesterday, she was on the phone with FEMA. Of course, you know, you're the phone with FEMA when this is going on. And she was, you know, wrangling with them, trying to help somebody. And I got a text from Donna, because one of the things we had talked about was the good old GHS band.
Right.
And she said, oh, they're just so pitiful now. And I said, well, they kind of are from our days, but they're so much better than they used to be.
Yeah.
And so I got a text after she'd been to the game, to the high school game. And she said, you were right. They are really improved. And there was a little clip there. And I was thinking, oh, is this their halftime show? I can't wait to see it because I've heard about it. It apparently they play classical music. And so, you know, there's Pat on the phone in her office. And, you know, I go out, hit the forward button on the video. But it's not the halftime show. It's them doing the national anthem before before the game.
Right.
And so it's da 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 da.
Yeah.
Well, Pat's on the phone in her office and she stands up. And that was funny enough, but when she stood up and she looked at me, I lost it. I said, that's the sister that makes me laugh.
That's right. That's good stuff.
Oh, Pat, you just cracked me up, and that's all I ever want from my family.
That's very nice. Very nice.
Oh.
Lovely. I have two U rules this week also, and it's just for my brother and my sister. You know, they were in town. It was chaotic. It was really crazy. I told Bet before the show, it was like having feral cats stay at my house because... You know, I mean, like, Stacey's like, I'll do the dishes. I'm like, okay, thank you, you know, because I cooked us dinner, you know. And then after they left, I opened up the dishwasher. I'm like, did you consider rinsing any of these dishes at all? And, you know, and I'm not going to hold it against somebody who loads my dishwasher incorrectly because I'm crazy and I know I'm the only one who can load the dishwasher right. But you got to at least rinse them. So the dishes are in there. They're all filled. I had to take them all out and rinse them and put them back in, you know. My brother was eating his meal over at the coffee table, and I just discovered today that there was food that had been spilled on that and had been stuck there for, like, all week. So I'm like,
That's right.
You know, like, you know,
Once in a while you see that stray glass nobody bothered to fit.
Well, I loaned him my tweezers and then didn't see them again. And I thought, my tweezers are gone. But I did find them. Fortunately, I found them, you know, like in the cushions of the couch.
Oh, you did find them. You don't have to bill in for 49
No, fortunately, I did not have to did not have to replace the tweezers. I did
because
find
I
them.
I would do that.
Yeah, I did think about it. I considered texting him and saying, do you know where you left the tweezers by any chance?
But
I
thought
he's never going to know. Well, when Stacy was here taking care of Mom last year when I went to Dad's for Thanksgiving, I've still never seen my kitchen shears since then. She just... I came home. I'm like, where's the kitchen shears? She's like, I don't know. They're over there someplace in that general area, you know, someplace in a drawer or a cabinet.
Show me the next chicken you make.
Okay. They're gone. They're just going, I bought new ones. It's, you know, fuck it. You know, it's been a year now, so I don't think the kitchen shears are coming back. It's okay. Anyway, I mean, you know, this is how I give them a U rule by talking shit about them. It was good to see them, you know, and we all went to visit Mom. We visited Mom multiple times while they were here. We saw her.
How did she feel about seeing all of you together?
She was a little overwhelmed. The thing is, she's still pretty heavily sedated because of her medications. They're working on kind of getting her off of one that's got her a little too heavily sedated and kind of trying to get her on a different one. But, you know, my sister wasn't really prepared for that. So my sister was very emotional the whole time because, you know, Mom's, you know, practically asleep basically right now.
Yeah.
But she did know all of us and she was super excited that we were all there. She said at least one thing to each of us that we all knew that she knew who we were, you know. It wasn't like, she was, in particular, she was very excited to see my brother.
Oh.
But, you know, it was just, it was, you know, it was, even though I didn't like the movie that we chose to watch, and, you know, and I bitch a little bit about how my place was left a little bit of a mess, it was good to see them. And, you know, and I'm glad that they came, and I'm glad that they left, though, also. I gotta be straight with everybody.
And
they're gone.
Probably glad that they left, too.
Of course.
They will remember, oh, we came to Hottie's, and she made it okay for us.
You know, especially I want to give my brother a U rule because he said something that meant a lot to me. He said, "You're such a great host." He goes, "I love that you know that the apartment is clean when we get here, you know." And he goes, "I think you did a great job cleaning the place," because I had said to them before, "I'm like, you know, guys, it was a little stressful this week," and yeah, exactly. I didn't really get around to preparing for your visit as much as I would have liked to, but they were, you know, he was really sweet to say that because I think he knew I was stressing out about
it. Well, that was nice of him.
It was really nice. So yeah, I mean, but Rob and Stacey, they both rule. Thanks guys for coming. Thanks for leaving also. And that's our show this week.
No, I thought you had two for them. Oh, I thought you had two.
No, different. I don't have two separate U rules. I just one U rule for two people. I wasn't sure how to phrase that. I could also give you a U-Rule bet because all of my birthday presents arrived now, and I love the Aston Villa.
Well, I'm glad you like that. When they told me how long it would take to arrive, I was a little bit worried, but
well, it probably came from overseas.
I don't think there's
not a lot of Aston Villa merchandise that exists here in this country. You have to get
not
it from out of town.
Walmart for that one.
No, exactly. You know, they're starting to become more popular now, but they're not, you know, it's not like Manchester, it's not like Liverpool. You can't just walk into a sporting goods store and find stuff for them. So gang, that is our show this week. We're going to be back next week with episode 714. We're going to finally find out what is so exciting about that number.
Special episode.
I'm really looking forward to it. I have no idea either, you guys. It's going to be great, whatever it is. So we thank you all for listening to this week's episode of the Huckabug. Until next time, I am Stenny.
And I'm Bet.
We're Bet and Stenny, and you've been listening to The Hucklebug. Goodbye, everybody. Goodbye.
Bye. We love you.
Bye.
That's the way you do it when you do The Hucklebug.